Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be when you made the choice to hit that play button. This is Stephen J. Kuzmina with another entry in our prosperity series. This is actually about dream building. We're building our dream. We're constructing our dream. We're doing it the right way. We're doing it in a way that the universe recognizes, so it will cooperate with us as we cooperate with the universal laws, with divine laws, with spiritual laws of success and prosperity. This is so that our joy may be complete. We are called to live the life we long to live, to have all our wishes, intentions, desires, and dreams come true, and live in our own spot somewhere over the rainbow, which is right where we are. Just want to say a few things as we move into deeper and deeper into these episodes, if you want to call them that, or entries. These are cumulative, and we're moving along, so hopefully you have listened to all my prior podcasts, my prior messages in this series. One of the comments came up was that, wow, they're starting to really sound like meditations. And all of this, the way these are recorded with music in the background, the tone of my voice, are done intentionally that way. I didn't really think about it. I just really like to share this way. And then when I heard that comment, I started thinking, well, you know, I guess my style is instructional meditation or meditative instruction. I don't know, I got to come up with a good one and call it patent pending or something like that. But what happens is, you know, music is a real big part of my life, always has been since I left the womb, so probably even before that. And we know that our words and our thoughts are all about vibration and frequency. I mentioned that in one of my earlier entries, that we're changing the dial from that constant negative news network, maybe moving it up to classical or something that we really desire, whatever that style of music may be, whatever our dream may be in our life. And we do that with the words we use and the thoughts we think and the consciousness that we maintain. So my delivery of these messages with the music in the background creates, I hope to create, an overwhelming sense of calm, peacefulness, serenity, and tranquility, so that the message that I share, if you resonate with it, is planted deep within your subconscious. So I would suggest, as you go through these, that you go through them one time, taking some notes. You can flip this around too, but I recommend taking some notes as you go through it the first time, maybe starting and stopping if you need to. And then going through them again where you don't feel it necessary to take notes. You did that the first time. Maybe do it in the evening or whenever your quiet time is, where you just sit back and close your eyes and let it be a meditative form of instruction. Because the music in the background, although it's nothing special, nothing that is embedded with any kind of subliminal message or anything like that, it's just a peaceful way for us to remember the material I'm sharing at a deeper level. It's all about the frequency and the vibration and how we receive it. And this series is about the frequency and vibration that we maintain to attract the life that we would love to live. Yesterday, I talked about the power of our words and the law of specificity. We went into some intangible type of affirmations, meaning they were affirmations of spirit, not necessarily things that we can't wrap our physical sense consciousness around. We're not at that point yet. And we talked about cause and effect a little bit. So knowing that today, I want to encourage you to always look for the good in you, the good in others, the good in your life, and start to really see things as you would imagine God sees them, through the eyes of the divine. And that means, of course, if it's necessary to suspend, abandon judgment, to do so. Look through the lens of the divine at the world around you. We are conditioned in this world to complain, to find something to complain about, to look for what's wrong. And we allow that to saturate us. And that will only slow us down when we're dream building, when we're focusing on our prosperity consciousness. Because see, we are all already prosperous. We have everything we need right here within us. So prosperity is not a place that we are trying to get to. Just that train of thought, just thinking that way, that prosperity is not something I have now and I need to get there, is focusing on the lack. That's saying, I don't have this, I need to have that. You already are prosperous. You already live in an abundant universe where there is more than enough. More than enough. What we're doing here is opening our eyes, opening our spiritual eyes, aligning with all of our divine capacities, the capacity that faith has, that wisdom is, that love is, that love has. Capacity to be strong, to move away from those situations and circumstances that are negative in our lives, that are complaining and bringing us down. It's all around us. I don't have to explain what I'm talking about. We get to choose our thoughts. We get to choose what we immerse ourselves in and what we are saturated with. So when we're dream building, I just want to encourage you to really pay attention to your environment, what you're allowing yourself to be exposed to over and over again, what you're allowing yourself to be bombarded with. It's about how do you feel. If it doesn't feel good, remove yourself from that situation. If the words you're hearing, the stories you're hearing, whether it's a story you're telling yourself or a story somebody else is telling you, if it doesn't feel good, remove yourself from that. Yes, we all want to be good listeners, but there are those that will tell the same story over and over and over and over again and remain in that negative emotion and tell that story to anyone who will listen over and over and over again. And we're not doing them any good by being the quote-unquote good listener. What we're doing is being an enabler that's allowing them to remain in their story. Let's tell a different story. Let's tell a different story. Let's tell the story of the life that we want to live. What does that look like? What does that smell like and taste like and feel like? How delicious is that? How fragrant is that with our dreams? Tell that story. Immerse yourself in that story. Immerse yourself in your dream, your wishes, your intentions, and your desires. Charles Fillmore says in Prosperity, some of our well-meaning friends have a way of loading us up with hard times, ideas that disperse this prosperity substance that we have accumulated. Sometimes, Even one adverse thought will cause it to escape. Then we must go back and patch up the broken reservoir of substance thinking. We have to hold it in our mind in all its fullness, and we should not let go of it for a minute, lest the work of demonstration be delayed. When you retire at night, let your last thought be about the abundance of spiritual substance. See it filling all the house and the minds of all the people in the house. That potent thought will then sink into your subconsciousness and continue to work whether you are asleep or awake. He goes on to say, think prosperity, talk prosperity, not in general, but in specific terms, not as something for the other fellow, but as your very own right. Deny every appearance of failure. Affirm supply, support, and success in the very question, in the very face of question and doubt. Then give thanks for plenty in all your affairs. Knowing for a certainty that your good is now being fulfilled in spirit, in mind, and in manifestation. So it's about maintaining this consciousness and holding it and not letting anyone else penetrate this good that we have been building up. This abundance consciousness, this prosperity consciousness, this new way of thinking, this new thought. Focusing on the way we want to feel and what feels good so we can attract more of that. And our dreams, our wishes, our hopes, desires, and intentions should be ones that make us feel good, right? I mean, that only makes sense. Why would we have a dream? Oh, I really want that dream. I want that dream to come true because then I'll feel so bad. I mean, we just don't do that. So let's focus on this abundance. Let's focus on this prosperity that we already are. Please make that shift. Prosperity is not about looking in your wallet and seeing what's in there and what's not in there and looking to what's not in there. Prosperity consciousness is looking to the abundance that you are immersed in here and now. You are prosperous because you can choose the thoughts that you think. You can design your destiny by the consciousness you maintain. And all you have to do is do it in this moment, this eternal moment of now, is to hold that vision of your dream, that hold that vision of that life you would love to live. And don't let anybody bring you down. I encourage you to dream big dreams as you craft and work on the specifics of the dream that hopefully you're working on right now. And you know those who are dream busters in your life, that if you share that with, they're going to be the, yeah, right. Yeah, you always were the dreamer. You know, we just hold that back from those. We don't need that energy. This is about energy. This is about feeling. This is about vibration. This is about frequency. We're moving up the dial. We're moving on up. We're moving up the dial. So maintain that setting. Maintain that frequency. And remain in the good. You know, your will for yourself is good. And the will of God in your life is good as well. There's not two separate wills really going on here. Sometimes ego takes us in one direction. But ultimately, we want good. We want to feel good. We want to maybe feel better. We want to experience more joy. We want to live the life of our dreams. So it's more about alignment with our source, aligning our hearts and minds with God. Because God's will for our life is good too. We can go all the way back to the beginning in Genesis. God created all through the stories of creation. It says, God looked and observed and called it good, said it was good, saw that it was good, and created humankind, and it was good. So we're aligning with that goodness. And how do we know? How do we know when we're crafting this dream and being specific? Because it feels good. That feeling good, that feeling tone is our guidance. If it doesn't feel good, something's off. You know, one of the greatest teachers that ever walked the face of the earth, the greatest metaphysician, as Charles Fillmore would call him, Jesus, taught us these things. And he said he taught us these things so that our joy may be complete, so we may experience the fullness of God, the fullness of good. So affirm that for yourself. God is good, and I am good. Everything that comes into my life is good, and I am going to have only the good. That's from Charles Fillmore. He says, establish this consciousness, and only the good will be attracted to you, and your life will be a perpetual joy. He says, I cannot tell you why this is true, but I know that it is, and that you can prove it to yourself, for yourself, to your satisfaction, if you will start right now with the idea of universal and eternal goodness uppermost in your mind. Talk only about the good and see with the mind's eye everything and everybody as good. Then you will soon be demonstrating all kinds of good. Good thoughts will become a habit, and good will manifest itself to you. You will see it everywhere, and people will be saying of you, I know that that man or woman is good and true. I have confidence in him or her. He makes me feel the innate goodness of all mankind. That is the way in which the one mind expresses itself through man. It is the law. Those who live in accordance with the law will get the desired results. Those who fail to do so will get the opposite results. This is about our demonstration of prosperity. Like attracts like. We are magnets for what we are holding in our mind, in our consciousness. Thank goodness not every single thought. It's the ones that we underline with the feeling tones, with emotion, with zeal, with enthusiasm. So craft that dream. Let that desire build. And get excited about it. See the good in everything. And when you sometimes have a difficult time seeing the good in everything, step back, observe, and ask yourself the question, if there's good in everything, what is the good in this? What is it? Because it's in there. I assure you it's in there. I have been through things in my life and in crisis in my life that really appeared at the time that I was in the pits of hell. We all go through a crisis. We all have our story, but we're rather than remaining in that negative energy, we can look back and be the observer and say, well, if there's good in everything, what is or was the good in this? And I assure you, it is there. I think it was Napoleon Hill in his book, Think and Grow Rich, said, within every adversity is the seed of equivalent or greater benefit. Now, I'm just doing that off the top of my head. I don't know how accurate that is, so don't hold me to it. But the lesson is to look for the good in everything. To move away from those situations and circumstances, people, places, and things that would rob you of your joy, rob you of your good, and try to hold you back from your dream. It's all about joy and it's all about the feeling, Tone. Why wouldn't you want to feel good? So make sure that you do that this day. Keep it going. You've hung in with me this far. You're doing really good. You're doing really good. I want nothing more than for your joy to be complete. I want your dreams to come true for you, for those that you love, and in the world around you. Hang in there. This is Stephen J. Kuzmina. I love you.